they own winter coats. So
we're going to bring Marcus Mabry into this conversation. He's the international business editor for the New York Times and a friend of ours here at The Takeaway. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
So soon to be President Barack Obama, you're going to be there to see this. And clearly he's got an enormous challenge today. He's got to live up to these expectations and his reputation as a wonderful orator. What should we be looking for in the message that he's going to deliver?
Well, you know, Eudora, the amazing thing about it is we talk about these speeches he's given in the past. We talk about his race speech, which was a seminal speech in American politics. We talk about the speech on Victory Night in Iowa, which I think was the first time a lot of people, particularly a lot of African Americans, said, wow, maybe this black guy could actually be president, because these voters in Iowa, who are vast majority white, actually voted for him. And then we talk about his acceptance speech at the DNC in Denver. If we look back in history, most of us cannot remember any of the speeches that any president gave that was not an inaugural speech. This will be the speech, despite all the ones we've heard before, this will be the speech that is going to define this president, his first inaugural address.
Although Marcus,
so what he's got to do is he's got to make it one for history.
I mean, I'm looking at the numbers of people. I mean, I kind of don't want to be Barack Obama this morning. I mean, the pressure is so high. I mean, this is just, how can you even do a speech that is going to meet these expectations?
Well, you know how they always say that, you know, you don't want the wedding to be too good because you don't want it to be better than the marriage itself.
Right.
Well, the fact is, as hard, and you're absolutely right, John, as high as the expectations are today for this inaugural address, they are nothing compared to the challenge this guy is going to take on today.
Once he's got that going for him. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Andrew, you've listened to so many of Barack Obama's speeches, and not only his, but lots of politicians. What do you think that we can expect? What kind of things are you going to be listening for?
Well, you know, the thing about Barack Obama is he always starts a little bit quietly, and then all of a sudden you don't realize it. But his speeches are incredibly eloquent. They're full of historical allusions. I mean, remember at the convention night speech, he didn't mention Martin Luther King. He just talked about the preacher from Atlanta. Again, on his election night, when he talked about, he said, almost quoted him. The famous quote about the arc of history is long, but he took it and he made it into his own words. And I think that we should expect to hear a lot of historical references today. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't use it he doesn't ever say, well, as Lincoln said or as Roosevelt said. So
right.
He just sort of says it and makes it his own and sort of, you know, I mean, I think that that's sort of the Obama way, is sort of taking this sort of collective wisdom and then forging it into something else.
And we're all going to be listening very closely. That's The Takeaway's political director, Andrea Bernstein, in Washington. Also with us for the entire hour is Marcus Mabry, the international business editor for The New York Times, and he too is in Washington for this historic day.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.